Blog Talk Radio.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.
Everybody, it's On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Thank you, God, for another day of being here. I want to thank every single person that has been helping us out here to keep things moving over here. First off, to my partner, Lady Diamond Elaine Nieves, thank you. Wishing her daughter a belated sweet 16. Happy belated sweet 16, I should say. I want to thank Monster Miles. He's another one that's been on the side there helping me out. Miss Lady Lace, Darlene Owens, and all of you out there on my social media, thanks very much, guys. A little under the weather today, so you guys hang out with me. All right. Guys, we are here today to be speaking about a big controversial news stuff that's going on, and that is the abortion laws that are just passed in 5 states. Now, we know that's not in the final stages yet because the Supreme Court is going to have its way or the final say, but it's something that is really, I guess the word we need to say about this is that it's really audacious the way a lot of these things are going down with the government. You know, my stand on it, the government needs to keep its nose out of intimate affairs. And as it stands at this moment, that's just not happening. Once again, they're delving in and putting their little nose into things that are not to be discussed publicly. However, this is what's going down. So what I'm going to do is go out with a little song as we do this, and a word from our sponsors. We'll be back to get this party started. Tonight's episode, the U.S. government, Womb Raiders. Going out with Adam Lambert, What Do You Want From Me? And we'll be back after this.
What do you want from me?
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Welcome back, everybody, to On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. I'm your host, Katie Barnett. Okay, we are going to get down to this discussion now. Today, we're talking about the U.S. government womb raiders, and this is about the fact that, yet again, there's been talk of what to do about procedures with abortion, yes or no. The problem is that abortion is not something that should be, in my opinion, and I'm sure a lot of people out there agree with me, this is not something that should be talk of political discussion in the first place. Two people sat down and had made the decision to have a sexual engagement, which resulted in the baby. People are married. Couples are together. This is something that is supposed to be decided by that couple and the doctor who's going to be taking care of the person. Where on earth the government comes in with this is beyond me. There's been so many different excuses or, you know, cover story reasons that they've used to feel they have the right to make this decision. And none of it really is about caring about kids whatsoever. Pro-life, I understand that. But whether or not you personally believe in abortion, you personally could go through with it, this is really not something that anyone has the right to say. Personally, for those of you that are jumping around like, oh, you're heartless, you're black-hearted, I personally don't believe in abortion. I personally don't agree with it, but I don't agree that it should be an option taken off the table for people out there, because there are many people who would find another way to try to do it, and it'll wind up killing a lot more women and children, as a matter of fact, than as if it was done safely and legally. There was something that was said in a response on the media, on the internet, where someone was speaking on Christianity. You know, if you don't believe in abortion, don't have one. If you don't want to have sex before marriage, don't. That's absolutely true. I'm a Christian, but I don't have the right to judge who does what. And that's one of the things that we speak of in our teachings. Those of us that are truly involved in our faith and are truly listening, one of the things that we don't have the right to do is to judge. Why the government gets involved in something like this is something that escapes many of us. And then what makes it worse is these are a bunch of men that are in office who will never have to go through the experience or the emotional feeling or the physical dangers and threats or the problems that can happen if there's a baby that's not properly growing in the stomach and can cause health issues to the woman. How many women are dying during childbirth? These are medical facts. This is not anything dealing with anyone's personal convictions. But men will never experience that problem one way or the other, not when it comes to pregnancy. Men will never deal with that. So it's easy for them to say it. And then what is also bothersome about this particular situation is that the men involved with this are not being penalized or held to any type of standards or regulation or rules. So from that angle, it doesn't look as if these people are doing anything about deciding on this very intimate and private answer or private matter because of anything unselfish. It's more about money that's got to be put out for insurances that'll cover the procedure. It's about men being able to be covered and be able to be sexually inappropriate. It's about men being able to hide out and once again have fun and keep it moving. It's to expand another shadow of hiding for all of those in power that want to act inappropriately and impregnate some woman and then don't want to have to take care of them, because that's exactly what all of this is turning out to look like. There's nothing selfless or child beneficial that comes out for this. And then what do? You'll have people who are forced to carry, and then wait. Let me finish out this and then go back to the big issue here. You're putting four out of five states that just passed laws put a ban on the procedure after 8 weeks, which reflects on the ignorance that a lot of people have with regards to the way a woman's body works, which I think that there more money should be spent educating men on how it works in this world. If you're going to chase after having a woman involved so badly and you want to avoid having pregnancy involved, then understand how it works. Then do your part as a male and make sure that you don't contribute to unwanted pregnancies. By the time a woman skips her period and actually gets any symptoms of being pregnant, by the time it's visible and fully certain, she's already 8 weeks pregnant. So you've given her no window to understand or deal with or absorb the situation in order to make a sound decision if you're putting an 8-week window on it. Then you're talking about Missouri, who gives no exceptions to rape and incest, which is an issue. Because now you're telling a woman, under any circumstances, you got to have a child, period. Whether they give it up for adoption in the end or not, for those of you pro-lifers that are out there pointing fingers, whether or not they choose to have, if they are not allowed to have an abortion, you're forcing this person to carry the weight and burden of a tragedy or a trauma and asking them to give birth to a reminder of something they didn't ask for. And if it was a stranger rape, even worse. You're forcing this person to, even if they're giving it up for adoption, knowing that out there somewhere, they gave up a child. That whether or not they close their eyes and plug up their ears and bury their heads in the sand and pretend that that child doesn't exist, whether they don't raise it or not, that child is out there and they are the mom. That's no one's right. That's no one's right. It's a lot of people are out there. There are alternatives. How many of those children wind up getting put into these safe havens or these foster homes and are treated worse when they get there for it? How many of you pro-lifers that are out there would adopt the thousands of children that are out there, products of rape, products of deformation or birth defects, products of a mom trying to get rid of it because you know something? She couldn't do it legally, so she went out there and tried some other alternative. The government doesn't have the right to be in my uterus, in my womb, in my vagina. That is not your business. That is my business. And you are out there explaining or saying that it's about the child, that a heartbeat can be detected at a certain age. True. And all of this, you know, as a person who has seen what pro-life is shoved in the face of someone who made the decision to have an abortion, we all know what it is. And as a lot of other people were saying, if it's something that they can do, do it. But it's your personal convictions that have no place in other people's decisions. It's not your right to judge. Those of us that are Christians know that God will judge. God will judge. But you don't know that person's situation. You don't know that person's situation. And a lot of people are on the outside looking in. You don't know that person's situation. And how many of you would rather see that child not be born than to be born and stuffed in a garbage bag in a dumpster somewhere? Or some scared kid that botched their own pregnancy and left it in a bathroom somewhere? Or some woman that hates the very person that raped her or violated her, and every time she has to give up some portion of her life to maintain a pregnancy. She can't wear clothes anymore. She can't hold anything down because the law has told her she has to deal with this. Or some person trying to figure out a way to not go through with it and wind up hurting themselves in another way. There were plenty of stories that are out there that speak about women who've injected bleach and dye and all sorts of things into themselves so that they cannot have this baby because some law told them they weren't allowed to do that. This is no place for the government. There are many of other things that the government are responsible for that are going to hell in a handbasket by the second. There are homeless people out here, right here on this very rich and technology advanced country that are being shoved under the rug and out of sight so that it could look like there's not a problem when there is. There are plenty of people who are in need of housing but are being denied that for reasons that don't have anything to do with qualifications as a tenant. Those are things that are government-based issues. Those are things that are government authoritative issues. Those are things that the government needs to be worried about, not what I'm doing with my body. Unless my body was something that was contaminating national security, unless I was a walking disease that is contaminating the air, my body is my business. And my pregnancy is an issue that's between me and the person that helped create it. And if it was a rape victim, it's between them and their conscience and what it is they feel they could do. There are a lot of victims that will have the baby regardless. There are people that will do that. But again, it's a personal decision. And it's no one's place, not any religious believers, not any atheists, no one to say this is wrong or this is right. That is for God to say. And no matter how badly a person goes, wants to get rid of it or do whatever, that is a decision a woman has to live with. All of the battles, all of the insults, all of the sexism in these decisions, all of the controversy, all of the wars that's been going on between people who don't believe versus people who do believe versus people who say you should have abortion versus people who say you shouldn't. All of this wouldn't even be an issue if the government minded their business, because this shouldn't have been anything that anyone has to decide on anyway on a public national basis. And if this was something that you just had to get into government, where is the penalty on the men who are out there spreading the seed? Because a woman certainly can't sneeze and inhale and get herself pregnant. So if you're in my vagina, then the government should be in your penis. Where is the education on telling men how to respect the privacy of women that don't want them? Where is the law governing people who feel that because a woman walked a certain way and they got a certain reaction that they must act on that reaction whether they have permission or not to cause these unwanted pregnancies? Where's the education on to our teens? Maybe if you stop giving our teens such free access without parents' permission, there wouldn't be the need for those children to be lined up on the abortion line. You hand these children all this responsibility that they're not ready for, all this free access to things that they're not ready for, then they wind up feeling that abortion is a fashion accessory. Hey, I had sex unprotected. I have a baby. Just go pop it out. This is the situation that comes from something other than the government having a say on whether abortion should happen or not. This is a situation where preventative education should be enforced or should be emphasized upon, and funding for that should happen. This is a big example of how minding your business can help a parent guide a child into understanding how to make sexual choices wisely. The average adult, comprehended, well-minded, sound-minded woman is not standing in line to have abortions as frequently so that it would be a national problem. Abortion in the hands of the government equals covering the criminal aspect of a lot of things. Equals forcing America to have more children that we can't pay for. Safe havens is only going to overpopulate an already overpopulated foster care system. Because as many couples that are out there looking to have children that can't have children, not so many are going to take a kid that's 10 years old or up. Many people are looking for newborns. There's so many things going wrong with that. And maybe if there's a ban on abortion legally, it should be if a person's had way too many. Because way too many means that their body is being in jeopardy. And that should be an underlying situation, an underlying care. Not you just being able to say, hey, you're pregnant? Nope, can't do that. Those of you that are listening in, if you want to speak, call in 347-327-9967 and press 1 so I know that you want to speak on today's topic. We've spoken at length on several occasions on where government interference into things that are private and intimate wind up becoming disastrous overall, not just for the individual they've interfered with, but with national levels across the board. How this now becomes a national community topic that then becomes an epidemic to us. Widespread epidemic. How our teens are going bananas, as I said a little earlier on in this commentary, because the government has pretty much eliminated parents from being involved, from doing what parents do. The separation of church and state is something that was put in place so that people who have religious beliefs can practice and not be persecuted, and also respect the boundaries of those who don't. That things that we have to share in common are not infringed upon by our private beliefs. This is certainly one of those things that fall under that category. Because life itself is precious, and life itself and how precious people take it or believe it to be at certain stages and point of conception and development are two totally different things. Those of us on the Christian side of things, we do not believe in abortion, or we're taught abortion is murder. Those of you on the other side of the fence believe that you should have the right to choose. And while most of us are disturbed by many choices that people make, it's not our place. And it's not something that the government has the right to remove. A woman should not feel that they have to be involved in carrying something they're not ready for. Not even that. There's plenty of women that are out there who are taking precautions not to get pregnant, and it's not, and it doesn't work. Even by all their medical high efficiency standards, they don't work, which is why they come up with so many new contraceptive methods every 2 years. And it's supposed to be the godsend of the century. And then a year after that, there's these side effects that don't work out and doesn't work anyway. And if you do get pregnant, you're going to get pregnant with a dangerous baby because it'll be in the tubes and not in the right place. So then what? Then what? Government has no right in the bedroom. Unless that person is coming out with something that can infect the nation, it has absolutely nothing to do with you, whether I want to be a parent or not. Whatever my personal beliefs are, my convictions are, my religious convictions are, there's no place for that in politics. There's no place for that in a private matter with someone who has to make a decision. No woman wants us to get up there and have to think about having to do that. But when the time comes, they should have options. In the case of a rape or incest victim, they didn't have an option. Their most basic option was taken away, the right to say yes or the right to say no. Now the government wants to add an insult or rub salt in that wound and that tear and say, guess what? Even if this happened, there's a baby now. So all that is null and void. Let's erase that. Let's forget about that. And then if you don't have the means to prepare for it, there's a case. Another government case. Those of you who've been on the other end of that know exactly what I'm talking about. If you can't care for your kid, now there's a government person that comes along and says you're a neglectful or abusive parent. But if this is a product of rape, how much love does that mother have, could have for them? It's hard to not look at the kid that looks like the person that violated you or doesn't look like you and say, I love you. But then, there are many people who can. Either way, that woman should not have been forced to make the choice that she made. And in the case of incest, depending on how close the relationship is, that baby's going to be born in undoubtedly with defects. If a father raped his daughter, why should a daughter be forced to carry her brother / what would that be? Or carry his grandchild / child? Just something to think about. Just something to think about. Too close in blood genes also is going to cause some birth defects, which now birth defects creates needs for medical care, which the government is voting on and want to take that away. So what happens there? You see what happens when people who are not supposed to be involved in intimate matters get to try to poke their nose into certain things. You want to take away health care, many aspects of health care, but you want to force a person who's going to undoubtedly have a kid that needs a hell of a lot of health care if they don't have an option. And I am not saying that, you know, hey, the best way to do that is to go get rid of a kid. As I said before, my personal convictions are against it. But I would not want to see a child wrapped up, cut up, smothered to death in a hefty bag, tied up and thrown in the garbage because some angry woman, scared child didn't know what to do, and the options that were available to them were actually not available to them. I would hate to see some botched up fetus be tied up and wrapped in a towel somewhere because some person tried to get rid of the child they were forced to have in other ways, in more economical ways, in more undercover ways. I would hate to see this country get overpopulated with babies in a foster care system who in the beginning maybe was able to embrace these children and love them, but after a while, even that, every one parent to 500 kids is a little problem. And then those couples that come with their eyes shining with love for certain children don't know what they're getting, especially if the person who's a product of rape may have the anger and violent issues that their parent has. And what happens when that adoptive parent take home the child and this child's issues are way beyond their parental capacities of love? And that child gets recycled back into the system. Tell me, where was the benefit there? There are pros and cons to every decision that we make in life. Every tiny little decision that we make in life has a 50-50 chance on either side of the line. It can be a great decision. It can be a bad decision. It can be one that started out well but didn't have the results we were looking for. Everything in life that we do has a 50-50 chance of not being right or having something go wrong. But the whole idea is we got the chance to choose it. What's going to happen next? They're going to start telling you what you can't have for breakfast, that you can't fry your eggs, you must do it sunny side, that you must not have eggs at all, that if you're not a pork eater, you must have bacon. There are certain things that the government needs to keep the hell out of trying to decide for you. I don't care what national level of anything it is. There are some things that are just not it. What are they going to do next? When the focus should be on these men out there forcing women to have sex in the first place, because government rules like this give them the free way to do it. They should rescind their nose poking into parental issues so that parents can parent their children and teach them that while sex is a very normal thing, it should be done with great care and great responsibility. You have to be ready for it because girls and boys, especially early on, see sex in a different light. Maybe you should stop putting genetic modifiers into our children's food so that their hormones are not overloading too soon in life. Or restricting their rights to be children by calling every little thing they do above the level of your preference, ADHD. Those are government things. which you're not doing very well. And governmental interference is becoming rapidly destructive to the institution of everything in our country, the institution of the family, the sacred institution of being a parent, drying up the churches, drying up the turning churches into televangelists, which is looking for more money, which is doing these things. These are not things that are conducive to a healthy and happy or even well-grounded country. Our children are not growing up with well-rounded parents anymore because the government is taking away the children's rights to be parents. But you want to tell me to have another child so that you could tell me what to do with that one? The double standards, men trying to decide on something that they'll never have to go through. Women being treated as one of the politicians that was against the government interference of this stated, we're being treated like chattel, like property, other people's property on a national basis. Women are being treated as something that people can dissect, take together, pull apart in the most intimate of areas. And additionally, you men want us to have it to do what? So you can grow up and disrespect us anyway? What is the agenda here? Life is precious, but yet you are desecrating another woman's life, a woman's life, by removing her right to choose when you rape her, by dissolving the barriers of what can happen between blood relatives. By removing her right to choose? What are we, handmaids from the 16th century? If this is a population issue, as they do in China, from what I'm understanding, because the population gets so big and it out resources the government's resources, okay. Even that's a little invasive, but you can understand that from a leader's point of view. There's not enough physical space, there's not enough public resources to go around. The businesses will dry up. But this is not what's happening. America's doing the opposite. America's saying, okay, we're not telling you that we're going to stop you or how many children you can have. We're saying have them all. Someone else wrote a very interesting response that said, make it all illegal, because if I can't kill a person who is proven to be a dangerous criminal or bad person to society, then why should I have to be able to kill them when they're not able to do anything at all? Interesting choice of words to put it, but I'm kind of getting the underlying whatever. Here's the other thing. How is the government intruding on something personal and acting as if they care about life when they're so quick to defend the National Rifles Association? When they're so quick to push war? When they're so quick to kill prisoners who haven't really done anything to be in prison for, depending on their race and class and area of living? What exactly is the agenda here? Abortion is a private decision. Whether I agree with it, whether you agree with it, whether the Christianity or religious beliefs say it isn't, it's not our place to judge. What I would do with my life, the government doesn't have the right to say yes or no. Having a pregnancy decision in tow does not affect national security on any level. It doesn't maybe be contagious to people around you. It's not going to affect the nation on a hold in any way that that dispels somebody else's space or time. I'm going to open up the lines now as I have a person coming in. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Frank, Frank Telesco, Frank the Janitor. How are you doing tonight?
I'm okay. Who did you say you were?
This is Frank the Janitor, Frank Telesco. I'm a janitor at the Timothy
okay.
Bible College School. How are you doing tonight?
I'm fine. How are you, Timothy?
Well, no, I'm not Timothy. My name is Frank. I'm a janitor at the Timothy
Frank,
Bible
I'm sorry,
College.
Honey. Okay.
No, it's
okay.
Okay. No, I agree with you. You know, I'm a janitor at a Christian school, and they talk about this stuff, about abortion rights, and it's not right. Every woman should have a chance to do what she wants to do with her own body, you know. I really don't think you women have anything to worry about. I don't think it's going to go anywhere. I think it's all hype, and I think it's just something that's eventually going to stop. But I don't know. I could be wrong.
Well, I don't think that the government has a right in that area to be speaking
right.
on whether or not a person should have a family or not. The thing that I'm saying is if you're forcing a woman to, if you're removing that option from the table, like I said, my personal convictions have nothing to do with whether or not, you know, they should allow abortion to remain in place. The thing is that, no, I don't think a woman should walk out and figure that she can be sexually, irresponsible and just have an abortion when it suits her or to keep her in check. But my whole thing is that I would rather the baby not get here than to be put in a hefty bag somewhere and be found in another way, or for her to try to kill herself by trying to find some illegal person who will do the abortion in the wrong way. I don't agree with a woman going as
right.
far as 8 months and having an abortion. You know, that's really crazy, but I don't believe that a government has a right.
Here's the thing. We have women that are going to have these children that are either cannot support them. Who's going to support them? Now, what about all these people that want to ban abortion? Why don't they support them? Well, they're not going to want to support them. So what are we going to do with them all? So, you know, it's all fine and dandy. You can be say that you want to be pro-life, but yet you want to be able to take it out of your pocketbook to be able to help support all these children that need the support. And I bet you none of them are going to want to do that. So, you know, they're all hypocrites, and that's what it is. So, you know, it's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's not right. And, you know, when it comes down to it, I mean, you know, if the government wants to ban something, you know, being me being a janitor, you know, they need to ban tampons and maxi pads and women flushing them down the toilet.
Started off okay, and then we have a troll. Ladies and gentlemen, I got to go to break. I'll be back in just a bit, okay?
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law. 877-90-FOOTE or klfoot.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com On the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Hey, welcome everybody back to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. Excuse the trolls calling in because apparently, you know, it's a guy acting like an idiot all the time. But my fault because I kind of felt it and I knew it was going to be that. But I tried to give everybody a shot at being a decent human being. Anyway, getting off to back into our conversation. The government, if you're just joining us, has just, passed in 5 states. Abortion laws. Now, 4 out of the 5 states have issued a ban on abortions from the 8-week mark, which, you know, reflects on the ignorance of the men who are in charge of this. But one state in particular, Missouri, which is really disturbing, is not even allowing for exceptions to the rule with rape and incest. And that's a big issue. So thank God that, you know, as it stands right now, it still has to be approved, finalized or whatever by the Supreme Court. But it goes back to me saying this. First of all, even if this was something I did agree with, before a woman misses her period to even consider that she might be pregnant, she's already 6 to 8 weeks along. Okay? She's already 6 to 8 weeks along, so she doesn't even have a window to absorb the fact that she's pregnant so that she can start to make this decision. So for those of you out there, you know, running around chasing the skirts, this is a situation that you might want to think about. To those men that are in a situation, a relationship, to husbands, these are something you need to know. You know, get to know the biology and the science behind what happens after the pleasure goes, because it gets a little silly after a while, because men are just thinking about, oh, now there's a baby. That's not what I was signed up for. Then try to understand how it works. Then we have this ridiculous aspect of the law where it's now covering rapists and allowing all of these men who feel that they're entitled to just take what they want, do whatever, not thinking about consequences of the person, emotionally, physically, spiritually, or otherwise, being allowed to have no consequence whatsoever. My uterus and my body is my private damn business. And no old suit sitting behind some political desk should be able to sit there and tell me what I should or should not do. While this person who just called in was a troll, one of the biggest issues that I have spoken of and we agree on is that most of these pro-lifers that are out there chanting all the guilt and showing these pictures of aborted fetuses to moms that are going in or doing whatever, how many of them have you stopped that you would actually take in and personally adopt? You don't know this person's economic situation. You don't know this person's physical situation. You don't know if the person was raped and has cancer and is going to die and can't take care of a child. And it's unfair of you to say that, oh, even if you have cancer, carry the baby for 10 months and give it up for adoption. You don't know what that's going to do on the mom. And if that person has cancer, what if pregnancy exacerbates the problem? No government has the right to say that I should be forced to do to endure a situation that could kill me off or that could cause my life undue stress. And only a man would sit there and say that, hey, even if it's rape or incest, that child's life is precious. Is this what you're actually being nosy for? It's not for the sake of preserving precious life. Because if that was the case, if life was precious, then why are guns okay? Then why is it okay for you to give that same precious life when they're 3 years and up, some antidepressant something that makes them feel depressed and kill themselves? Then why are you quick to wrongly jail people and put them in prison they don't belong in just so you can kill them anyway? Why, if this was the situation, if you need to be this nosy, if you need to get involved with something this intimate, are those other things not being tackled and addressed and removed and banned? All of these cons that I just laid out on the table is disastrous in itself. Let's take all the criminal aspects out of the situation. Let's put down this. This woman doesn't want this child. You're going to force her to have a child that she's going to resent from the time that it's in her stomach to the time it's born, hoping that some maternal instinct may kick in as soon as she sees the child and she'll have a soap opera turnaround and love this kid, and magically, whatever the reasons were that she couldn't afford the baby in the first place, somebody will discover her and give her some money, and she'll love the kid anyway. And in many cases, that's what happened. The power of a mom's love is untouchable. But let's say that didn't happen. Then you say, well, you can give it up to a safe haven. Okay, and then they do that. You don't think that somewhere in their life they're going to know that there's a child out there? There's a child out there that can one day be related to a child that they will want in the future? You don't think that they're going to be upset sometime in their life? It's always going to be in the back of their head. Now, there are some people that can go through that and say, I'm not a good person for the job, but I want to give another person this opportunity. That, again, is a choice, something the government's taken away. And more power to those people. And to those of us that can't go through with them, we'll have 15 if we got pregnant. More power to us. We got the right to do that. But then if we can't afford to feed them, if we can't afford to watch them, if we can't afford to take care of them, if we don't have the proper housing, because you know what? That same government is blocking any aspect of us having the right to have some proper housing, because everybody's assuming that everybody in life is equal in economic resources when you know damn well that that's not the case. Then we have this same entity coming in to interfere with that very child that they forced you to have. Let's talk about the country on a whole. There's so much homelessness and hunger and always asking. And always, always, always pretending we don't have any issues with hunger, but we do. So you want to have people bring more people into the population that may or may not be able to be properly cared for? Because you're quoting a deficit in resources. And as a voter, I can see plenty of things in the government where funds that I know exist are being misappropriated. and are not being given in the areas that you claim you don't have them in when they could be there in surplus. Because you're building expensive toys and, you know, you're taxing people to do it. Because you have a president who's playing golf when he should be thinking about how to run a country, but he really can't do that now, can he? When we're sitting in the middle of one hot political mess, and because they've run out of things to be responsible for or to do right and correctly in what is their scope, they're poking their nose into other fields. Something that was supposedly the sacredness of that was protected by our very Constitution. Something that capitalists everywhere wanted to make sure that certain things didn't stop them from being able to practice certain things in certain areas because people had religious beliefs. They didn't want prayer in schools. They didn't want everybody to be say that one nation under God in the Pledge of Allegiance. So they tried to eliminate it. Now, how does that make it fair for those that actually practice and believe? Here's the situation. Separation of church and state is what they said. But yet, everything that's supposed to be to the state now is being brought in by the church. And the church is being dribbled in into the state. But the things that the church should be doing to help the state run a little more morally correct has been eliminated. So you can't bite both ends of the apple. Our personal convictions cannot be a factor in other people's intimate decisions. As painful as that is, as sad as it is, as tragic as we find it, it's not. It's not our place to judge, and it's not the government's place to say this is what you can and can't do when it comes to something that intimate. They weren't there to pick our sexual partners, and they weren't there to protect the rape victim from being raped. So why would this end result be something that they feel they can step their nose into? I believe, if I'm not mistaken, don't quote me on this, listeners, but one of the states actually tried to prevent a woman from leaving that state to obtain the procedure. Now, how far back are you going to go in trying to be some some controlling dictator of my uterus? Let me bring this caller in. 1 second. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air.
Yes, hi, Katie. This is Liz.
Hey, Liz. Welcome back. How are you, hon?
I'm okay. And you're absolutely right. I believe it's Alabama that said that, because it was on the news.
That they tried to stop them from leaving the state to be able to appeal.
Leave the state to get an abortion in another state.
That's horrible. That's horrible. What are they going to do? They're going to have like a state of militia at the borderline or something? I mean, this is ridiculous. How far does this government go? They don't do things that they should be doing to help better the state. They're not protecting our schools. They're not allowing parents to be parents, as you, I believe you were on that show with us when we spoke about it. They're not allowing us parents to be parents so that we could properly educate our daughters and our sons on their responsibilities and taking on sexual activity, you know, and learning how to respect each other so that rape isn't a consideration. But to take away a woman's right to choose, my personal beliefs or decisions on abortion, as much as it's tragic to see, yes, I don't think that anybody should just feel that they can go out there and be sexually irresponsible on purpose, and because if they get pregnant, they can go out there and have an abortion. I don't believe a woman should wait till she's almost 8 months to have an abortion either. But I don't think that it should be taken off the table, because it's just, listen, the foster care system is overpopulated. The foster care system doesn't have the the beautiful movie Hollywood version of the nun orphanages that's out there anymore. We know all the foster care horror stories that are out there. They're very real and they're very massive. If they're complaining about resources that they can't give to poor folks now, or to people who are in need now, or to Social Security, or to benefits that are needed to people who can't work, or whatever the case is, then how is forcing people to give birth to more people going to help that situation? If you're going to take away health care, but then turn around and create these horrible conditions that's going to force a woman to try to hurt herself to do what she was illegally banned from doing, how is that going to help matters? There's a caller coming in, Liz. Let me just bring them in 1 second. Hold on, okay. Welcome to the show, caller. You're on the air. Hello?
Good topic you have tonight.
Okay. Who's this?
It's Pianki.
Hey, Pianki. How are you? Welcome back. Welcome back.
Let me
Hang
say this.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
well, I was going to say this is not – these are states where I think that it should be the decision is made. And people are saying, well, it's men making decisions about a woman's body. Well,
mm-hmm.
It was males that passed Roe versus Wade back
okay.
in 1973. Another point.
Mm-hmm.
Condoms, contraceptives, and birth control
mm-hmm.
are free.
Mm-hmm.
And this law, apparently in Alabama, where 60% of the abortions, where black abortion is 60% rate, in Mississippi is 78%. And you're in New York, aren't you? I think
mm-hmm.
in New York you had more black babies aborted than born one time. But the thing
mm-hmm.
is, this for a given period of time, and once the heartbeat is heard, to my understanding, then, you know, that child should be allowed to develop. And as I mentioned before, rape is less than 0.5% of the reason why come women have abortions. Now, another point is that look at the law, infanticide law in Virginia, where
mm-hmm.
a woman can have an abortion at the point of dilation.
Mm-mm.
And the governor is heard saying, and he repeated, that we would take the baby and make it comfortable, wrap it up, while the mother decides what to do with it. And at some point in time, she says it's going to be a mental strain on her. They can kill it right there on the table.
That's murder. That's murder.
No. Well, but it's a law in Virginia that allowed it, and I think you have one similar to that in New York, too. I'm not sure. I can't keep up with all these things.
Mm-mm. I know that up in New York, and that's something, like I said, my personal feeling on it, in New York it was up to 28 weeks. And to me, I feel that if you got that far, you it's a baby. You have the baby. You know, whether you choose to keep it or give it up for adoption, at that point, that's the decision that should be made. My whole argument tonight is not, you know, it's not about whether abortion is right or not. My thing is that it's not a government decision to make. It just isn't. It's between that woman, that man, and the doctor. And the other thing that I'm saying to you is, then there's some of them, and the laws that they're making, and what there are absolutely no penalties to men for impregnating these women. You understand? There's no penalties to men.
A woman
None.
Can call rape, can't she?
Yeah, but then how? Come on, let's be real here. Let's be real here, Pianki. The real rape can't even be convicted in here. You know why? Because men don't like to put a criminal aspect on sex. Period. And I don't.
Well, no.
That's a whole nother.
All right,
segment,
that can be a whole nother story. But yes,
mm-hmm.
a woman can call holler rape. You know, if a woman say no, that means no. That's what I teach my males, a sibling.
Very good. That's the problem, though. See, nowadays the government is interfering in parenting too, so we don't
and
even have
you
the
got,
right to tell our kids that.
Then you got some people. You got some women out here that's using abortion as birth control.
I just
you
said
have
that.
Had
yes, mothers. I just said that. I don't think that that abortion should be used as a fashion accessory either. I'm going to get too fat. I just said, listen, if the government stayed the hell out of parenting and stopped putting a penalty on every which way that we parents parent our kids, listen, I know you and I come from the era where we got switched. Okay? We got told what to do.
Yeah, it was called whoopings.
Yeah, and it was down the line. And not even that. Sometimes you didn't even have to get whipped. You know, you had that uncle or that aunt or that neighbor that knew how to talk to you, and you got the message.
Yeah.
You knew it would come back.
And no matter what it was with, it could have been with a switch or a hand. We just called it whoopings. That's what we called it. And
right.
See, it was control. It was something that was taught to the emerging mothers and fathers on how to go about chastising your child, per se. But anyway, that's all basically. I'm totally against federal funds being used for it, just like I'm totally against federal government sponsoring and contributing to foreign abortion plans, international Planned Parenthood, like Obama and Hillary Clinton was, demanding that countries open up their country to abortion on demand if they wanted the aid dollars.
Okay, but see, here's the problem with that, though. The problem with that is that Planned Parenthood is not just an abortion clinic. See, this is that's the problem. You just spoke about contraception being free. Now, the problem is, you know, this country does not do anything free without some backup. Now, the thing is that they are telling our children, hey, you can have sex. Don't tell your parents. We got your back. Go into the office. When you go to get a late pass, look to your left. There's a big candy jar full of condoms. Now, here's
the
problem with that. Here's the problem with that now. So they're telling our kids, go have sex. And by the way, come to us when you're pregnant, not your parents. We'll tell you what you can do. And if
you're right about that, too.
If you want to get an abortion, don't worry. We got your back. However, if you're under 18 and that abortion goes badly, guess what? We can't treat you without your parents' permission. So
yeah,
there you go.
A 12-year-old can get the morning after without their parents' permission.
Right. That's disgusting. Okay? On all levels, it's gross. They're taking away, listen, instead of them looking at the preventative measures of certain things, they're allowing the destruction to happen, and then they want to rule on the destruction. That can't happen. Okay? It is
well,
not.
Well, you're right about that. You're
it's
right, Katie.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, baby.
I said you're absolutely right. I know you're right in what you're saying. But anyway, I'm going to let you get back to your show. But my position is if the states want to have those regulations, then let them have them. Guess what? I'll move out of that state. Won't live in that state.
Yeah,
like
but you
people
got
are
one
moving
that's
out.
Telling the women. They got one huh? that's telling women they can't leave. That's the other thing. They have a
well, you know, now that there is too far. Wait a minute. Well, New York is telling millionaires they can't leave.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you know, that's a whole other story, Bianchi. Don't leave. I like what you're saying. But it's they're millionaires, that's money. But, I mean, they're actually telling women they can't leave to have abortions in another state. Now, this is what are we like under the state of a militia here?
Well, let me ask you another question.
I hear
African Americans, black, complaining to women for using bleaching cream on their skin. They complain to women about using perms in their hair, extensions in their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and also Obama passed a law that taxed you when you went to a tanning parlor. Well, if a woman wanted to get a tan, why does she have to be penalized? Why come a woman can't bleach their skin to make it lighter or whatever? Why come they can't put perm in their hair? Why come they got to eat vegetarian food? Why come they can't eat pork? Why come they shouldn't be drinking big gulps?
Yeah, you know what? Let me go to the pork and big gulp situation. That actually was a law that one of my mayors tried to pass out here. And I worked at a sports arena, Madison Square Garden, and that law went out the window the very next day. I went to work on Monday. I was off on Tuesday. When I returned on Wednesday, that law went out the window where they told us that we could only serve 16-ounce drinks for sugar-based stuff. Because you know what? When enough people got together that affected them, they had a big mouth and it went away. You know?
Oh, here's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Parents cannot send brown bag lunches to school with their kids. They have to participate in Title I free lunch programs.
No, yeah, that's bullshit. I'm sorry, but that's crap. Because that's something that they're doing for other reasons, and it's not
Well, we know what the reason
health.
Is. So anyway, Katie, but, what I'm saying real quick is that we control people in other ways. It's just mm-hmm. some ways that we consider people being controlled that we put out there on the front burner like we're doing with this abortion. I really appreciate your time.
Yeah, you have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Okay, Liz, you can respond.
Hi, Katie. I was just on mute just now. I feel like this is just wrong. I'm not really for abortion, but especially it being used as birth control. That way, I'm totally against it. But like I said, we cannot judge people for their choices. We don't know why they're making these choices of having abortions. And as well as when a baby is growing in a mother, I know that you know that the baby heart starts beating within, I believe it's 28 days,
mm-hmm.
right? So
right.
if the max amount of time that you have to get an abortion is 8 weeks, the baby is fully alive and the heart is beating already.
I see. Right. Right, and that here lies the controversy because, like we said, first of all, before a woman even gets the average woman, by the time she actually skips the period, and her hormones are detectable, she's already 8 weeks pregnant.
Right, and especially if she has irregular periods.
Right, right, and we know that there's been plenty of crazy situations when it comes to pregnancy that beat tradition. So the thing is, you're telling, first of all, my whole point, and just to get everybody clear, is the government doesn't have the right to make this decision. Now,
right.
I want to bring up a little addition to the heartbeat rule, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There was a sonographer, if I'm not mistaken, that actually had a big, long post on Facebook where she responded to the abortion laws, and she said, everybody is up in arms about this, and yes, I understand life is precious. However, she says, I'm a radiographer. I look at babies all day and all night, and you know, thousands and thousands by the week. She said, there was one where there was a woman who had a baby, and yes, the heartbeat does start very early, but as that baby began to develop, the baby's brain was not developing inside of the baby's head. Okay? So that woman is going to have a baby for 10 months where the brain is not inside the fetus's head. And it's not going to survive properly. So you're going to ask this woman to have a baby that pretty much is going to be born that way?
Right.
You know, this is why I'm saying my argument is I don't believe in abortion either. Lord knows I have 11 children, 11
mm-hmm.
children, and I had four that didn't make it. Okay, 11 children. So, yes, those of you out there, 11 biologically birthed children. They're all mine. Because everybody's like, 11, you sure? Are they twins? What? Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah. So they're all mine. Okay, every
right.
one of them. I'm proud of them. I stood by them. I struggled all the way, yes, and I wouldn't put that on anyone. I wouldn't put the struggle of that on anybody. And even if I had a nine-figure job, a nine-figure salary job, it's still hard. So
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't put that struggle on anyone. But I will tell you this. There was one of those children, which would have been 12, that my life was actually in danger to have it
mm-hmm.
at the time, and that baby wouldn't have developed properly with the medications I needed to take to treat the kidney issue that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to make one painful decision. And when I walked out of that clinic, there was a pro-lifer there who handed me a pamphlet showing me what an aborted fetus looked like in a Petri dish. to tell me this is what you just did to your baby. Who the hell are you to sit there and tell someone something like that when you had no clue that the whole time I was on the table, I was crying? And they don't even allow you in Planned Parenthood to actually go through with an abortion if they see that you're crying or upset about it and you're not really sure. They make you leave and go have more time to think about it. So Planned Parenthood is not the abortion murderer slash fire people that you think they are. They also provide free contraception. They also provide irresponsible sexual education, something that the government has removed funds for quite a bit. These are places that women can also go for free prenatal care when they can't afford to any insurance. So the government's sticking their nose in it based on some blanket overall understanding or lack of how it works is not something that they should be doing. They need to start fixing our hunger problem, fixing our deficit problem, fixing the racism problem, and leave women's bodies alone.
Right.
And stop messing with health care. Go ahead.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And another thing is, in addition to that, being that these women cannot have abortions when they're raped or if it's through incest, they need to, like you said, they need to start figuring out alternatives with these men who are committing these crimes too. Not just putting them in jail for a few years and letting them out to repeat an offense. They need to really do something with them.
They do. Child support should be something that's definitely up there for them while they're incarcerated as well. You know, I mean, what does it take? You know, what does it take for them to say that, for them to say, yes, she had on a mini skirt. Yes, you got hard, but you were not allowed to act on that without consent. And because you did, there's a penalty. Just as our previous guest just said, we could cry rape. Yes, you can cry rape, but it doesn't get prosecuted. You can cry rape, but the victim, right, the victim gets put on trial.
Exactly, and it's like, even so, it's like even when women are crying for that, some people turn their head, some people act like they don't see what's really going on. I mean, where's the help?
Men don't like to put a criminal aspect on any type of sexual activity. They don't like to criminalize sex at all, so rape is always going to be one of the hardest things to prove, and domestic violence is the second one, because men don't like to think that other men commit crimes against women, and it's sad. I'm not saying that. Though I know there's a bunch of you out there be like, oh my God, what did she say? No, what I'm saying to you is the average rape, that it doesn't go reported because nobody believes it's going to get taken seriously. That wouldn't be a conception or anybody's conception if it didn't happen.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of higher ups that are involved in crazy sexual activity, and when it goes wrong, they will eliminate the problem before they give up their position. So that's something that you can't just use. And not only that, with this abortion law now, if a rape victim came up there and said that, they will start thinking that every woman is just crying rape so they can get out of having the kid.
Right.
And here we go again with that sounding so weird just to say.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell that a government is supposed to be in my personal business. It is my uterus. It's my womb. It's my vagina. It's my body. It's my business. You didn't lay down with me. The man who fathered my child did.
Yeah. And another thing that women are going to be turning to now, which may not even be good for their health, is that morning after pill.
Exactly.
Which is, I believe, is very expensive. So, it's just that's going to be the alternative. That's going to be one of the alternatives for, eliminating the factor of getting pregnant.
Not just that, it's going to be other illegal alternatives to abortion. They had women, they had reports of women injecting syringes of bleach into their bodies to get rid of it. Because you know what? You're always going to find that that witch doctor, you know, person that goes, hey, all you got to do is do this, or let's Google this, or let's do that. You know, Google is giving everybody all these diagnoses and treatments and all these ways to do stuff nowadays. So somebody will go on Google and try to figure out a way to get rid of a baby. And now you're going to have not just aborted babies, but you're going to have women who are now deathly ill from trying to do this thing.
Yeah.
And that means it's going to be more sick residents of the population who now have to go get treated with restricted child care, health care. It's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's a disaster, and it needs to be addressed, and the Constitution needs to be put back into the way that it was, and the separation of church and state needs to go back to what that meant. That meant whatever your personal convictions were that didn't benefit the people on the whole, you need to keep it to yourself.
Right.
Keep it out of places that everybody else comes to. You know what I mean?
Right.
And that doesn't mean that you eliminate one belief to embrace another. It simply means that everybody has the right to what they feel, but there's certain places that it just can't come to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really sad. And then there's women out there that actually are having some major issues with other parts of their body. Some women that can't get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And then some, I'm going to tell you this one story from someone I knew, okay? She was told all her life that her uterus wasn't able to conceive and hold the baby. And the one day that she gets pregnant was after she got raped by a stranger. She didn't know.
Wow.
And the sad thing is that she wasn't going to keep the child.
Mm.
But to have that choice taken away or whatever the case is, because I guess that her feeling was it was going to be a child that she could love. I mean, how do you – I've never been in that situation where I had to make that decision. But I tell you right now that I couldn't imagine what someone feels like having to be forced legally and otherwise to carry a rapist child.
Mm-hmm.
Not by choice, but because they didn't have, and just imagine if they had the choice, you know, if this was a situation and they did have a choice and they decided not to and to keep the kid anyway, at least they made a decision they wanted to make. But for you men out there, you cannot imagine what this is like. You can't imagine what it feels like to be told that your body may go into some dangerous situation because the kid you're carrying has some issue going on, or that something that happened to you is going to affect your baby, or that you have a baby and then it gets to a late stage in the pregnancy and something goes terribly wrong and you have to make a decision to get rid of it or to keep it and the baby's going to suffer. Your body can go into some sort of other dangerous position where you may not survive. That's not something you guys will ever have to deal with because you'll never get pregnant.
Yeah.
Or the emotional trauma that it takes to try to make that decision. Do I have this baby when I'm not ready? Do I have this baby when I can't afford it? But then again, maybe down the line I can't afford it. And should I keep it if I get rid of it now? The father's not trying to be involved, but then the father may want it, but then he turns it back. You know, this is all the things that we have to take into consideration. You men can make it and keep moving. We have to deal with carrying that baby until it's born.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to say, oh, I'm going to put the belly on the side till I go find myself, and I'll come back and pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
So for somebody who doesn't know you, who'll never see you unless they have to come there for some news headline to make that decision about your personal life for the rest of your life. Even if you don't have that baby and you give it up for adoption, you still have a child out there.
Yeah.
And you're going to think about it, and you're going to wonder one day, if did you run into it or him or her? Is that person going to seek you out and make you live it all over again? Is that person going to be angry because they thought you gave them up for whatever other reason? Come on, it doesn't always go well. But it's a choice that you should be left to make. Okay, I'm getting some... Okay, I'm going to have to take one more small break, guys. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
New York, New York. There's no place like it. You figure that out when you find yourself in a bit of trouble while vacationing or visiting in Florida. And Florida cops are sure as heck not like New York City cops. You're feeling more than put out or simply just confused with it all. But you want justice. You need it to be right, and you want someone who understands where you're coming from. You need Kenneth Foote, attorney at law. Graduate of St. John's University and Florida Stetson University, he'll make sure you're back on track and everything's straightened away. Driving violations, personal injury, drug charges, he's here to work with you as well as for you. Leave nothing to chance. K.L. Foote, attorneys at law, 877-90-FOOTE or klfoote.com. Kenneth Foote, the New Yorker to contact in Florida.
The On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends, the show that gives you real talk about real issues, needs your help. Katie and the gang are seeking out individuals and local business sponsors to help fund their projects for youth and minority communities to become re-empowered, featuring programs like the Spread Your Wings Showcase, offering free advertising to up-and-coming entrepreneurs, Youth Day giving public school grades 4 to 12 a taste of the arts, and All Hands on Deck, our new writer's showcase. On the Edge is looking to give back to our communities by giving our youth a future. Your small contribution will make a difference. Individuals or small businesses can choose to be a sponsor for any amount of time. And businesses can also choose to advertise with us at very reasonable rates. Choose any type of show sponsorship, and you just may be a sponsor for a life. Visit us at Facebook at facebook.com on the Edge Show for more information on how you can be a part of our vision. We hope to see you there.
Now, back with more On the Edge.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to the On the Edge Show with Katie Barnett and friends. We're down to our last piece of the segment. So those of you who are just joining in, tonight's episode is the U.S. government womb raiders. We're speaking about the ridiculous abortion laws that were just passed in 5 states. And I'm speaking about the secondary militia type control that they seem to be wanting to have with the terms of these abortion bans. And I'm on with a wonderful caller, and one just got off as well, Ms. Liz, who's having some great input to the conversation. I appreciate that. Ms. Liz, you still with me?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just catch up everybody who's just joining me in. So we're speaking tonight not on whether or not abortion is right or wrong, but whether the government has the right to remove the choice one way or the other. As we were talking about, Liz, we don't believe in it. Our personal convictions are against it, but we both are in agreement that it's a choice that shouldn't be taken away.
Right.
And you and I are around so many of these, like, really, let's say, troubled kids. We see a lot of these troubled kids that they're pretty fast, or they're pretty out there indulging in things that are way too above their age group. But we also know that that's the way the society's government is allowing these kids to go nowadays. But with that being said, with the examples of some of the kids that we've seen, would we want them walking around with kids of teenage girls at this moment?
No, of course not.
A lot of this legislative stuff, you know, that they are not taking into the consideration is the individual themselves. it's a lot of these people, even if they were adults, shouldn't have children.
Right.
It takes a lot to be a parent. It takes a lot to make a decision to be a parent. And if you're not preparing yourself to be a parent while you're still pregnant or while your girl is still pregnant, you're not prepared to be a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Walking away, you know, if you have the mentality that, hey, I'm going to go 5, 6, 7 times, I'm not going to use protection, you're opening yourself up and anybody you deal with to contracting an STD, so that's already a health issue, which with all the new health cuts, you may not even be able to get treated for. And B, you're telling yourself, I'm not going to be responsible and just have abortions and kill 5 or 6 individuals. That's not something that we think this choice should be in place for. And then you have the legislation talking about, hey, you're a woman, you must have the kid, and you can't leave my state to go have an abortion elsewhere. Are you kidding me? And I'm just trying to figure out, how would they enforce that rule? Are they going to have like a borderline check and see if you came, you know, and then what are they going to do? Step out of the car, ma'am, let me see if you're pregnant, take an HED test. I mean, how would they do that?
Right.
You know what they're going to do?
How
would they determine if somebody left the state? And what are they going to say? Oh, you're leaving. Are you pregnant, ma'am? Are you planning to have an abortion? Like, what is that going to become part of, like, the U.S. Customs and Borders situation?
They probably would go by people ID. You know, like, if you go to the doctor and you have to give ID and your insurance card or whatever, because, you know, a lot of those things are paid by insurance. So if your insurance is out of state, obviously you wouldn't be able to, you know, get the abortion in another state probably.
That's true. Okay, but what if the person had other means, right? Still, how would they enforce that? Like, what would they do? And who the hell is going to watch her in the other state? Like, this is crazy. So here we go, thinking about something new that some resources got to be created for.
Mm-hmm.
Some funding has to be created to what? To look for the abortion militia police?
Mm-hmm. And if they really wanted to reduce the amount of abortions, why didn't they go a different route, like decreasing the amount of weeks you're able to have an abortion?
Well, now they're trying to decrease the weeks, period. They're trying to say, hey, as soon as you find out, don't even think about it. That's pretty much what this
the whole
is
thing
saying.
Is 8 weeks. I mean, like you said, there are women, I mean, a good percentage of women who don't even know they're pregnant until that time. So they don't even have the time to figure out, okay, do I want the baby, or, you know, oh, okay, this happened, but I didn't know I was pregnant because I didn't have any symptoms. Like, it leaves you in a confused place.
That certainly happened to me with my twins. I found out I was pregnant with twins at 28 weeks. And that was because I had a car accident just prior to getting pregnant, where I was taking certain medications that offset my body from having any normal symptoms. I had no symptoms. I was 28 weeks when these little boys showed their head.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my period for all of the 6 months. So what on earth, when I actually found out, when I actually skipped a period, I was already 28 weeks. So the biology is wonky.
Mm-hmm.
But basic biology, if there was everything normal and in place, the average hospital test does not pick up pregnancy until you are 8 weeks. Maybe in a blood test a little bit sooner, but even then you're about 6 weeks. So you got 2 weeks to make the decision of a lifetime? To make the decision of a lifetime, you have, and frankly, me, if I was going to ever have to make a decision, no, 12 weeks or less.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but my whole deal is, I don't agree with late-term abortion at all.
Right.
What my previous caller, Pianki, said about them saying that after a baby is delivered, That's murder. That's not. Yeah. I don't even know that. That's just retarded. Okay. And I don't know what government, what state that is, but I'm saying that that's murder. If the baby was born and born alive and you're swaddling it and making it comfortable in a damn baby blanket, that's a baby.
Yes.
That, and that's some retarded stuff.
Yeah.
At that point, if you don't want it, don't kill it. Give it to a safe haven.
Mm.
That's where safe haven comes in. And newborns are quicker to be adopted than any other age kid. So in that respect, there's a lot more alternatives in that respect about being adopted. And these pro-lifers really need, there are certain things that they do. There's nothing Christian about the way they try to make their persuasive point. Nothing. As I said, standing outside of an abortion clinic to hand a post-abortion mom a pamphlet with a crushed fetus in a petri dish is not the way that you get your point across. Bombing an abortion clinic, which actually has other procedures or other resources to a neighborhood that needs it, is not the way to do it, nor is it a Christian method. God never asked anybody to go out and bomb up anything in his name for a damn thing. So I don't know who's out there using God in that respect. He never asked anybody to get in a plane and fly into buildings either.
Mm-hmm.
So this nonsense about, oh, we want to preserve the precious life. Which one of you are going to go and lasso up all these kids and adopt them? What ranch do you have that you can afford thousands of babies that, you know, you don't want to get aborted or whatever the case is and raise them? And which of these rapist fathers are going to be put in jail and held accountable to support that kid?
Right.
Anyway, we having a little statically issue over here. So, ladies and gentlemen, I have to shut down about 15 minutes early. But join us in on Wednesday evening because we're going to have another hot topic to discuss. And I will see you guys all then. And Liz, thank you so much for hanging out with me today. Bianchi,
yep.
Thank you. And even to that troll who had a little something to say, like they said, a broken clock is right twice a day. So even he had something to say. But in the meantime, thank you all for keeping this show afloat, keeping our mission fresh, keeping all of these topics hot and on the front page, and for giving me your feedback. And Liz, thank you for your time tonight. And say hello to everybody in the family for me.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, doll.
On the Edge. Real talk about real issues.